Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, what's going on, guys?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. It just went silent all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh my God, where's everybody go? I was like, everybody here. So how y'all doing, guys? Well, Miss Cherry, how are you?
Well, I'm not feeling too hot, but I'm here.
You're not feeling too hot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm a little under the weather, huh?
I was going to say, the cold weather is not helping either, so it is what it is.
I love cold weather. I mean, yeah, when you're not feeling well in cold weather, yeah, that's not good.
I don't even want to go outside. I don't even want to go outside. It looks cold.
Oh, no, I hear that, yeah. I hear that, but I like the cold weather. I love it. I could go out in any weather. You may hate me for this, but I can't wait until it gets colder. It's too... This is too warm for me. I don't like
when it's hot. Like, I don't really like the Caribbean that much. I would rather be in Alaska than the Caribbean. But this right here, no. No.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
I hear
ladies.
That.
Hello.
Hi, this is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
How are you?
I'm fine.
So I said, let me call in tonight since he is off to join in ladies' night.
It says he is off. Oh, okay. So we are on our own, huh? Well, you know, this is Blog Talk Radio, everyone. And, you know, we have our peoples on. We have Miss Pam and Miss Cherry. And, of course, this is Big Red on here. And the number is, 347-324-3395? Am I doing that right?
Yes,
yeah.
You are.
That's the call-in number. So anybody that wants to call in, you can call in. And, you know, we can get this, you know, thing going on. I mean, you know, guys are invited to call in if they want to call in. That's, you know, that's always, we could always give that, you know, keep that feedback in as well. Or get that feedback. So, you know, we are, you know, going to have a little ladies' night, you know, just talk about different subjects, different things, you know. Whatever you ladies want to get into tonight, we can talk about it, you know, because we got to have our time. We got to have our time to, you know, vent a little bit about, you know, things of that's going on in the world. So anybody want to start? Anybody want to start off with anything? Well, anything, you know, because, I mean, you know, we had a couple of subjects that things we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, start off with one of the subjects.
Hi, Nancy.
Hey, hey.
Hi. Hi.
Well, how you doing, Lady T?
I'm all right.
You all right?
Yeah.
You still ain't eating no chicken now. You know I got to mess with you, right? Still ain't eating no chicken.
Nah, I don't. No, I don't.
No. I hate you with that. So as long as everybody's okay, everybody's cool. You know, how you enjoying the weather, lady too? You like it, right? Miss Cherry said, you
I
know,
love
like,
this
I
time
it.
Of the year. You know that already. I love this time of the year.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the weather. You talking about, what are you talking about, just the holiday season in general?
This is snuggle cuddle weather.
Oh, God.
Get booed up type of weather.
Oh, man. Listen, yeah, at this point, I'd rather get booed up with a damn black bear than these people out here, because they crazy. They're a little crazy out here. I don't know. They don't know how to go home. Or go back on that cardboard box or something. They don't know how to get out. So I don't know. Well, I guess we could talk about. I guess it's a subject that I had put out there, question that we were supposed to talk about last week. So now I'm gonna read it off again. It was something that I found in a group that I'm in. A young lady had posted it in the group, so I figured it would be a pretty good topic. So I'm gonna read it off. So it says, why do men happily? This is the post. This is what she put up. I guess she must have got it from someplace else as well. So it says, why do men happily, in big bold letters, release sperm into a woman they don't want, and then blame her for getting pregnant as if she stole his sperm?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So, that was
answer that question.
Huh?
Why aren't they here to answer that question? They should be speaking up on it.
They scared to. We need some male to call in for this. I mean, we know why they do it. We're both responsible for it at that when those things happen, because you have a choice.
Please.
Yes, we needed your ass on here. We need you on this one.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Hold on, because you know you're going to break it down for us.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for calling in.
What's up, Ron?
Hey.
What's going on?
Fred, read that question to Ron. Get Ron on board. Come on. Get him right on board.
I'm on it. So, Ron. How you doing, Ron? How's everything?
You nervous already?
That's what I said. You nervous already?
Read the question, woman.
Read the question. All right. So I'm going to read the question again. This is a question I got from a group. It says, why do men happily release sperm into a woman that they don't want and then blame her for getting pregnant as if she stole his sperm?
It's his fault. That's his fault.
You said it's his fault?
It's his fault. You can't blame her for some shit you did. No.
Okay. Well, at least you admit to that.
You know how hard it is to have sex with a woman without a condom. Shit.
Yeah, Ron. Please speak to the brothers that's listening. Speak to them, especially the younger dudes that don't realize
that you need
to protect yourself. No, just speak to them on this show, seriously, because this is an important message.
You gotta always protect yourself and her. You know what I mean? The fact that you take off the condom means that you really care about that person. You know what I mean? But if you having sex with somebody you don't care about, that's stupid too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
you say take off.
You know, nowadays we live in a world where I guess they must think this is a 24-hour or porno world that nobody uses that, and nobody really uses protection anymore.
Well, I got pornos where they do. I don't know what kind of pornos they watch. You know what I mean?
I guess I don't know.
No, even some of the amateur ones, I watch. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they wear condoms in there. You know what I mean? No, you can't do that. You know what I mean? Then there's the thing about self-restraint. You know, I started out early, but you know, I had to learn how to use self-restraint. You know what I mean?
Self-control,
yeah. You got to say no.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. You know, a lot of males don't have self-control. They don't have self-control.
it was a thing that I mentioned before. Like, it was a thing I mentioned a while back. Like, you know, every day, like, when dudes be around chicks, man, chicks always get attention. You know what I mean? Chicks always get attention. And after a certain age, men don't get certain type of attention. So it's like, you know, some of that attention, some of those guys see as opportunity to fuck. So, I think she liked me. Nigga, she just said hi. You know what I mean? Or she just, you know, she might have smiled at you, but she might not be feeling you tomorrow like that. You know what I mean? It's just a few hours from now. It's like, a few hours from now, she cuts you out. I was like, no, man.
Okay, so let's talk about, so how about the thing that, like I said, if you know that this is not a woman that you want to impregnate, or you're not trying to make her your girl, anything like that. It's like you said, okay, why don't you use some type of protection? Okay, so all right, so you don't use the protection, and the young lady gets pregnant.
Well, you gotta handle that. You gotta handle it.
Right. So then, why get mad? Or if it gets to a point where, like I said, maybe she might be too far along. You know, depending on what the situation is, if she has this child, then why do you, it's like, once again, you have men that will be on some like, oh, well, nobody told you to have the child. But guess what? It also on your part as well on what you did in between this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just want to say something on a scientific level, guys, and maybe, Ron, you can answer this for me. Isn't the sperm more potent than the egg?
Well, it's balanced.
In a sense?
No, this is where the balance comes in. Mm-hmm. You know, a long time ago, long story short, long time ago there was women in ancient Sumer, the story of ancient Sumer, black women. Black women used to have kids. They used to have offspring by themselves. They never needed a man. You know what I mean? That's why this is the group of beings that came first. Women, this is what they say, women came first. You know, and man was created. You know, a man was created for women because they couldn't do that no more. You know what I mean? Hence the term sperm donor. So it's a balance. Oh yeah, it's a balance. It's nothing that's far that I know. There's nothing more potent. There's no sperm, no egg. You know, it's a balance. You know what I mean? We need each other. You know what I mean? To raise a child or to have a kid. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it's nothing. So then, nobody, nobody's this, that. Nobody's more than that. No. You know.
Okay.
Well, women are the shit. That's why women are smarter, because they came here first. They were created first. You know what I mean? They got us by a few thousand years. At least about 7,000, 9,000 years. Yep.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I say that, well, you know, once again, you know, so why do men get so, you know, angered when they know they have to take care of a child?
Because they fucked up. They fucked up. And now you know after the fact, oh, she's fucked up. Oh, now you know. You knew she was fucked up when you taking her to City Island, when she was giving you problems about that pussy.
How you gonna
know
say
she was
fucked up?
She was fucked up then. She was fucked up then. You take her steakhouse or whatever you was taking. She gave you some problems. She gave you some problems.
That goes vice versa as well. When us women, we get pregnant and, you know, things be okay, or maybe we didn't see certain things, and then it's like, once we get pregnant or the child comes, it's just like, all right, it's like, I guess, like a slap in reality. It's like, the hell did I, like, what? Like,
everything changed when that kid came in. Everything changed. I've seen people stay together because of a child. And the child is the one that brings them, keeps them together. You know what I mean? But I also
work. That didn't work in my case.
No,
that damn sure didn't work.
I've seen the flip happen too. You know what I mean?
You seen the what happen?
I've seen the flip side of that happen too. Like, oh, I ain't going over there. I heard stories, especially like people from like the islands. Oh my God! West Indian stories, like people from Tobago, Trinidad. Oh my God. It's like,
what kind
it's
of
like
story
another, is it? It's another world. Like, child molestation is another world. It's another world. It's like the uncle messing with the niece. You know what I mean? And the uncle like 40, the niece like 13, 12. And you know, she get pregnant. Nobody knows. Nobody knows with a baby who got you pregnant. You know, I'm not telling you. Come on, man. You know what I mean? Nobody says nothing. But because she's scared to say shit. You know, that's another thing.
And a lot of times the families know whose kid it really is, and they'll stay
quiet.
You hear these stories a lot.
And
wow.
especially the longer you go back, like the 1940s, some of these places in Trinidad didn't have roads, they didn't have no lights. Fucking roads didn't have no lights.
That sounds like down south to me.
With that is 1920s. That's the 1920s shit. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about them islands. You know what them islands, you know, after slavery and shit like that, you know what I mean? You know, after the sugar cane factory just shut down, you know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
You know, drinking and shit, you know. Well,
I say with that, I think it's you know, it shouldn't be a blame on anybody. It should be equal parts if you are, depending on the situation that you're in with the person, you know, especially if it's that, you know, quote unquote, one night stand or one time thing, or, you know, and, you know, just like you said, sometimes that the child will bring two people together, will bring the people together, you know,
I got brothers, man, like, shit, yesterday. I'm on the phone, this dude telling me about this chick, he you know, one night stand. So I was like, yo, after a certain age, bro, after 25, like, yo, my man, like, the one night stand, my G, I think that's the dumbest shit ever.
That's what those chicks are promoting now. The chicks are promoting that now. They want one night stands. They want to let you hit it before the week is out, all this. They might let you hit that same day or the next day that you
But
you know
it's
what
just
I mean?
Like you
it's
you
being promoted.
You
it's sad.
No, it's just I don't fuck with nobody.
$40.
$40
for that coochie? Yeah, they have $40. Well, I was talking to somebody. It's just you got to think about it. Look, like I said, we live in a society now with social media. Once again, social media. We have all these different apps. You know, they have all these different I don't call them dating apps. I call them hookup apps because a lot of them are really not dating apps. They're hookup apps.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's one thing.
It's like, okay, you don't want a relationship. You want like some companionship. Like we hang out, we go out and chill. You know, sometimes we fuck, sometimes we don't. That's companionship. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just like that. I did. Like if I'm fucking you, I'm not fucking with nobody. I don't have the energy to be fucking with like 5 or 10 other chicks.
But guess what? There's
other guys that are like me. But a lot of them, they can't convey that. You understand what I'm saying? Because after a certain age, certain types of men that have a certain type of income, they don't give a certain type of attention. So, you know, these motherfuckers is like fishing. Like fishing. Oh, I got something. You know what I mean? You know. You go, you're sitting in the boat, you know, a lot of motherfuckers go intentionally to fish and don't get nothing.
Well, what about the sugar daddy? What about the ones that want to be sugar daddies?
The sugar daddies are the dumbest motherfuckers ever. I'm saying, let me tell you something. When you're a man, you on your masculine shit, you on your purpose, you doing what you got to do, you ain't got to worry about pussy because it come to you. A woman come to you. You think what I'm saying? She see you about something, she want to. She might not want to be married, or she might do want to be married, or she like you, she want to be, you know, a part of that. You know what I mean? So, yes, a woman must be taken care of. Anything you touch, you must take care of in the way you put. If you got understanding, like, hey, you know, I ain't got millions. You know, I may have a few thousand, a few hundred thousand. Or I ain't got a few hundred thousand. I make 50,000, 60,000 a year before taxes. That's what I got. You know what I mean? I'll share it with you. If I can't take care of you, I might help you with a bill or two. If
but
I can't,
but you meet this young lady off of
what? It's just you and me. That's the school of thought I come from. This other shit.
Okay.
This other shit, like, you know, begging chicks for pussy. I'm like, nah, hey, fuck out of here. You know what I mean? If a woman like you, she's gonna be down with you. You know what I mean? She's gonna give you. If she wanna hit and touch and go, you touch and go once, twice a week. You know what I mean? We get down like that. You know what I mean? But all that other shit, paying for pussy and shit like that.
Yeah, well, you know,
nothing.
You have men that'll do that, though. They'll do that. Like I said,
that's sometimes their own insecurities. That's the way
it's
I look
not,
at it. To me, it does. It's a lot of insecurities and hurt that they got to work within themselves before they go chasing tail. That's my point.
Beloved, listen to what I'm saying. We all hurt. You know what I mean? Insecurity, let me tell you something about insecurity. A certain type of insecurity is healthy. And when you really you want to talk about insecurity, God, you're not a religious person. You're a religious person. God is insecure. You know what I mean? And we are made in the image and after the likeness of. You know what I mean? So being insecure, it's kind of, on a healthy level, is kind of cool.
I'm talking about insecure as far as what you just said with chasing coochie and this, that, the next, and not putting on a condom. You don't care about your own health. You don't know what this chick got.
I remember. I got friends. I told them straight up. I said, I would never fuck behind you. I would never fuck a chick that you fuck. I don't trust.
But you don't know.
I ask questions.
That chick is up. You can meet us somewhere, and you won't even know that you and your homeboy are dealing with
that. I ask questions. I'm the type of brother, I got to get to know you. I like to talk.
How you know she gonna give you honest questions? honest answers.
Let me tell you something.
Exactly.
Especially coming from a small town where I come from, like Mount Vernon, that's one of the main things I ask you. Where you come from? You know what I mean? You from Mount Vernon, or you know so and so and so. Yeah, I start to talk that talk, especially if you're of a certain age bracket. You know what I mean? I remember after my marriage. About 12 years ago, some 12, 14 years ago, I had to pull back fucking with chicks in Mount Vernon because some of them chicks was like my my friends and, you know, my friend's daughters. And I was like, yo, I can't fuck with. I can't fuck with that. I can't fuck
with
that.
Well, that's good. Did you ask questions? Because, like I said,
I ask questions. I don't care how fine you are. I don't. Some of the dudes be like, you know, some of the baddest, I had some of the nicest chicks, some of the flyest chicks, and dudes see me and they're like, yo, you didn't hit that right then and then. No, nigga, I ain't you. I'm not you. You want to go hit it, you go hit it. I don't do that. I never did that. You know what I mean? Even if I met a chick in the club, it's going to take me at least 7 days, 9 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
well, guess what? That ain't what's happening now. I understand that you come, we come from that old school train of thought, but it's like, it's hard now to have that old school train of thought, and I've tried to venture out and, you know, try to do the same thing, but it's just like, with me being, with the woman side of it, it's like, I was just talking to a guy the other night. I'm on this little website, but one of those apps. Talking to this dude the other night, and I just on the
Which one you on?
It's called Tag, okay?
Why you told him? Get on the conversation with
you.
Wait a minute.
I already know. No.
This is like my third time dealing with it, and it's just like I say to myself, you know what? This is it. I can't. So
no,
I'm talking
I
to him.
Go.
No, I'm talking to him. The conversation was good at first because he just wanted to see what the app is about. I said okay. I said, well, how do you like it so far? So he started telling me. He started giving me all the rundown. All the women on here asking him for money for rent, and it says, I don't know somebody. Okay, whatever. He said, well, they asking for money for rent and sex and all this. I said, okay, no problem. So we had a conversation a little bit. So he was like, okay, well, I don't want to be on here like this. You know, you can shoot me your number, da-da-da. Okay, give him my number, all right. He texts me. So once again, you're claiming that you're single, you're looking for somebody to be normal and this, that, and that. Okay, I'm giving you normal conversation. normal conversation, and then you go from normal conversation to telling me that you're a sex addict, and you're this, and you want to cuddle, and da-da-da-da-da, and next thing you know, bam, here go the meat market picture. Sir, you don't need this. Why are you sending me this? We were conversating about something else. He sends the meat market picture, I guess because I didn't respond to it the way he wanted to, and I just kept going on into the conversation we was having. So now I haven't heard from him in 2 days, which I don't really care.
The conversation should have stopped after the meat market.
So I guess because I didn't respond to him the way he wanted me to respond, so now it's just like, oh, she wasn't interested. No, I'm not, because you showing me you doing all of that, and what was I supposed to just jump and say, oh yeah, I'm so hot and bothered. No, like. I got to get to know. My thing is, if we were talking for about, just like you said, if we were talking for about maybe a week or two or something like that, if we were talking, then, okay, now, I don't mind seeing the meat market picture.
If the conversation or the vibe goes that way.
Right, exactly.
Can I just ask a question based on what you just said, Red, everything you just said, and to everybody on the panel? Now, do we even think that these apps of meeting people are even effective, or is it the same circle that you keep going around and around in just to get
picture? You know what, Lady T? You are absolutely right. It's the same thing over and over again. And it's sad because, like I said, I try to say, okay, I'm going to try, you know, let me just try a little something. I go back on there, it's the same thing. I'll wait maybe about a year or two, go back on there, it's the same. But it's not, it's like, just like you said, it's just a revolving circle. And I can say, like I said, when back in the days in the 90s when you did the chat line thing, it wasn't no pictures or anything. But at least, I'll say this, with the chat lines, at least you got to talk to the person. You got to know them a little bit.
Yeah, it was different. It was definitely different.
That's kind of what this generation of social media is missing out on. The courting part has been X'd out. It's just get the number and hit it.
It's the like with tag. Like I've been on tag for years, but I'm on tag because I play. I'm on tag because I play a game. It's a game that I play. You know what I mean?
It's a game.
And
what's
it's
your
like,
game?
What's it's, Girl, you buy, no, it's a game. No, it's a game that you buy packs. It's a pet game. It's called the pet game. I'm up in the billions.
Oh my God!
Yes, nigga. Yes. And it's like, yo, and it's just like, no, I can't give it up, because I remember when I started out, I was just like, oh, how you cats got all this? They got all this fake money. You know what I mean? But I was like, yo, I want to get yo. And then when I wanted to give up, I started switching pictures, you know, and then next thing you know, I'm like, oh my God, like, yo, I was going back and forth. I meet people from Turkey, meet people from Africa. Yo, the game is crazy. But as far as meeting chicks on there, I think I may have met like 2-3 chicks on there. You know what I mean? I see some of the pictures, because a lot of that stuff is deceptive. Now, if you're going to be on a so-called dating site, you should be on one that you have to pay. You know what I mean? You should be on one that you have to pay, because the one that you got to pay, it's wild different. It's mad different.
Yeah, it's different because you have a different caliber of people on it. And you got to think that's a free for all on it.
Well,
I would never take that
shit serious. It's just that holler at me. Oh hey, how you doing? And the conversation, blah, and that's that. You know what I mean? And it's because you got trainees on there. You got chicks on there asking you for money. I've seen a couple of them on there.
I was like, oh, my Lord.
You got chicks on there asking you for money and all kind of shit like that. I'm like,
that's what the guy was basically saying. But, oh, my God. I don't take tag serious now.
Black people meet? Black people meet is the shit. You paying almost $20 a month, that's a different thing. You know what I mean? It ain't a lot of money, but it's a different energy when you paying that money.
Right, because it's a better caliber of people. It's like you said, people are paying their money to be on that thing. It's just like I said, that and what's that other one? Plenty of Fish. Those are just like,
here's what. Plenty of Fish is cool, but you have to, I suggest you have to pay for it. And then you fuck with motherfuckers who got what you got. If they're a paid member, if they're so-and-so, then cool. Then you fuck with them. But if it's some dude that ain't got no picture, you ain't got no picture, you ain't a paid member, I wouldn't holler at you. Fuck out of here. You ain't paying? You ain't paying? Fuck it out of here. You know
they
what
don't
mean?
Think
unless
about that.
Unless it's a motherfucker like you really like, like, oh, he's cute. You know what I mean? Or some shit like that. You know
well,
what I mean? But
I'll tell you like this. Like I said, I had my bout with Tag about 3 times. I said this last time, I ain't messing with it no more because it's just like, it's, you know, like I said, it's just sad of the, you know, things that you have to deal with. And like I said, at my age, I don't have any patience for nonsense.
And
like
then,
I said,
then,
I don't.
And then what kind of picture you put up? It's like, that's the type of shit to attract people. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't do all of that. When I see them on there with all that stuff, no, I don't do all that.
Tag used to be real crazy. It's still real crazy.
It ain't.
I remember what, 2007? 2007, 2008? Oh, my God, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? That's when it built his reputation. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. But I'm like, nah. I try to put myself in women's shoes. You know what I mean? It's like, and I understand. Like, my daughter, she asked me years ago. She said, you know, what would life be like if I was a woman? And that shit fucked me up. It took me a day to answer that shit. I said, I came back and told her. I said, if I was a woman, I'd be gay.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? I told him straight up.
You said if you was a woman, you'd be what?
I'd be gay. You know what I mean? Why
would you be gay? I want you to answer that question.
And we're Muslim. And we're Muslim. And I'm telling her this. And she looked at me like with her mouth dropped. You know what I mean? And I told her right in front of her mother. Because I like women that much. You know what I mean? And I understand like some of the bullshit. Like, on my best day, I like myself. You know what I mean? But I understand why chicks don't. You know, some chicks they see me and don't be like, you know, drop their drawers or ooh, I want you. You know what I mean? I understand that. You know what I mean? It's not.
You ain't got that animal magnetism on.
No, I got my shit in check.
They just
want to
jump your bones.
No, they like I'm not like Chris Rock. What Chris Rock say? When they look at me, they start thinking. You know, when they see Denzel Washington or Trey Songz or Terrence Howard or Idris Elba or some shit like that, they want to fuck them. I said they want to fuck them.
What's the crazy
thing?
They
look
at
them
behind.
Because they
look like Denzel like that.
Because, Ron,
what's the craziest thing a chick ever did to you?
Huh?
What's the craziest thing a chick ever did to you? Like, as soon as you picked her up, what's the craziest thing?
Right.
You get in your Mac on, you bagged her, you got your stuff under control. What's the craziest thing that she ever did to you? Because,
like,
you know, you got some females that's
socially
out there that's bold. Socially. We don't need to know the next part.
A lot of, let me tell you, like, I tell you, I come from a different era. A lot of my shit before I got married, a lot of my shit happened from the age of 19 to eight and under, you know what I mean? So, but from the time of, because I always talk to grown women, like older women, car sex, I was a paper boy. It was like my life is the stuff that, like, a certain part of my life was the stuff that, like, porno shit was made for. You know, I'm the paper boy. Yo, she come to the door, dressed a certain way on the ring. Hey, you know, you can come in, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, she know
like
I like
this. Like milkman or some shit.
You know what I mean? She know I already like this. She know I've been looking
Are
at
you
some
kidding
things,
me?
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was eating pussy early. I was fucking early. You know what I mean? That's why I got married early, because I thought that was it. My ex-wife explained to me a whole different world. You know what I mean? You know, but yeah, a lot of my shit didn't happen so much as an older man. It happened as a younger man. So when certain situations came my way, when I was in my 20s and I was married, it was easy to divert away from that because I'm like, yo, what the fuck? You want to fuck? You didn't want to fuck me before I got married, when I was hollering at you. You know what I mean? I was like, fuck out of here. You know what
Let me ask you a question. You know what, with that, let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you. gonna ask you as you being a man, why is it that women are more attracted to a man that is taken than a man that's single?
I can't answer that question.
Why not?
You know what I mean? Because that's a woman. Because that's a you gotta ask a woman. You know what I mean? From my interpretation of it is just like, you know, when a man is with a woman, he's married. You know, he ain't sloppy. You know, the nigga got he's taking care of himself. He can't be around no woman. He's funky. Fucked up clothes, can't be broke when you married, in a relationship.
No, I'm saying,
listen. So a man is taking care of himself. He got a car, he got the basics. You know what I mean? To take care of himself and to take care of her, or to help take care of her, or help take care of the situation with her if he can't take care of her. So he's more attractive than some single nigga that ain't got nobody living by himself. Like me, you know, I wear, if I ain't going nowhere and I'm close by, I alternate six pair of sweats, hoodies. I wear like four hoodies. I alternate four shoes.
But I don't think clothing has anything to do with that.
Energy.
No,
women are survivalists. And like the sisters look at me, he looks good. He's taking care of himself because he's with a woman that requires that he does take care of himself. You can't. I know this shit, man. You know what I mean? It's like my mother would have a new boyfriend every 2 to 4 years. You know what I mean? And one of the things she would say, yeah, you can't get my bed dressed or smelling like that. How dare you? I know she sent one of her boys. She sent him home. You can't come in smelling like that. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be,
can't come in.
My
no.
mother. Yeah, no. Cause some of them was MTA workers. You know what I mean? It was like MTA workers. Like you come, you know, we coming from work. But no, you don't want to. You coming from work and you drunk? No, don't come here to my house.
You know what?
And coming from work.
Wait, let me.
You know what
right.
I mean? Shit like that.
Why do you think that? Okay, I'll expose this to her and Miss Cherry. Why do you think that a woman would be more attracted to a man that is taken than a man that is single? Like, why do you think that? Why is it more of something, I guess, intrigue? I don't know what to call it, but why do you think that?
It goes back to the law of attraction, totally. When you have, when you can't get something that you want it even more. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Especially,
right.
It goes back to what Ron said. Now, I know a dude that I was dating. He wasn't looking that good to the chick until he started dating me. She seen it as a challenge that, like, she had him before. I need to try to get him again. Maybe this could work again. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it was like a competition kind of thing. I don't compete with chicks. I've never have in my life. I never needed to. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've always felt what's for me is for me, and that's that. I never compete over a guy. Same thing with my ex-husband. I gave it up to that chick. She was like, oh, you know, he's nice, this, that, the next. I'm like, you know, he could do the same thing to you. How would you feel if that happened? You know what I mean? She didn't care.
Right.
She was like, he's nice, he's a good father, he takes care of his household and all of this, but how you know he going to do that same thing for you? You get my point?
Right, absolutely.
She was attracted by that. So I said, you know what? You can have him. Guess what happened? She gets with an African dude, left that dude. You know what I mean? And has a baby by the guy. And I bet you she's protecting her new family. She wouldn't let some shit just come in. But that's the lesson that he had to learn. So, you know, some chicks just see what you have, see how it's flowing, don't know how you got there because we had some hard years. You understand what I'm saying? But they just want that outcome that you have. So I don't play the competing game.
Okay. And Ms. Sherry, wait. I think Ms. Sherry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so
I'm here.
That was silly.
I'm going to address something you said in a minute, but let's start with, I think just common sense. When you're looking at somebody and nobody wants them, the first thing you think is what's wrong with them. And it may be obvious. It may be obvious, or it may be like you start looking harder. It's like, if he looks good and nobody wants him, it's his personality. It's the way he carries himself. He's not correct. And I think that's what draws women to men that are taken, because we do assume if he has it together, we can see he's taking care of his health, he's taking care of his home. You know, he seems to be in a good relationship. Maybe that can transfer over to me. If somebody that's by themselves and nobody wants them, it makes you lift your eyebrows. And I was just going to say, you said that men that are single tend to be sloppy. I find that they keep themselves together better. It seems in the case, they're correct. Once they get that woman, they want to fall apart. That's when they don't want to wash up. Their feet are funky. They're just coming in and falling all over. When they trying to... They don't want to put cologne on. When they're trying to get you, they go out of their way. They're cleaned up, clothes are matching.
Well, some women the same way. Once they get you,
we ain't talking about women tonight.
Let's focus.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's
so,
the only thing I was going to disagree with. I think when they're single, they hold themselves a little bit better than when they're married.
Yeah, I think so too. That's why what Ron was saying, and I'm like, I don't think that has anything to do with, you know, not keeping up appearance. I think men, as you said, I think men that are single are going to try to keep their appearance up a little more than the man that is dealing with somebody. I mean, I would think that they would.
Yes, so. Mm-hmm. And I remember some brothers getting in trouble, you know, once they get ready to say, oh, what you dressing up for? Oh, what you doing that for? You know.
Oh yeah, but I think that would be more of a man. That's what I'm saying. I think that would be more of a man that is taking, has somebody, because if they're going out somewhere, just like you said, the other party is going to be like, well, why are you doing this? Oh, you don't put deodorant on any other day. What? You should be putting on the deodorant every day, whether stepping out or not, or whatever the hell it is. But you should be doing that every day. What the hell you mean? You know? Put deodorant on today. Are you kidding me?
Some chick could be like, oh, that's a new cologne you wearing. Oh, who would you wear? Who you got? Who told you to get that?
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
you want to wash?
Yeah.
Oh, that type of stuff. See, that type of stuff.
Now you want to wash them and use lotion?
You know, No. This is for the guys. It's like, because I know some guys that it's like, because Sister Toby is like, oh, this nigga stepped it up once we got together. Like, he's still trying to get somebody else. Like, no, that's just the way he is. He's been like that ever since we was in seventh grade. He always been on some fly shit. You know what I mean? You got you. He ain't going to stop his fly shit because of you. You know what I mean? So I was like, yo, he got a fan base. He always had a fan base, my man, Perk. Perk always had a fan base. Perk always had chicks, no matter what kind of, you know what I mean? He was a brother that, like, even though he was younger than us, he always taught us. He always taught us some shit. It's like, hey, you know, she can't handle your fan base. You know what I mean? She can't handle your fans. She can't handle your friends.
Should she have to?
What, have to what?
Deal with his fan base.
Be able to deal with that? Because now that he already found her, what is this all about? You said he was stepping it up. It wasn't like he was continuing, right?
She said that. She said like he was stepping it up. I said, because she called me out the blue. And I was like, I don't like to talk to no dude's man, no dude's woman without him present. And she called me, I swear to God, like 2 o'clock in the morning years back. I was like, hello? I said, what are you calling me for? I said, you need to block your number.
What was the reason why she called you that time of night?
Yeah, she called me
like,
because.
What was that call?
But she called me because she was trying to understand him, and she knows I know him the longest. You know what I mean? And then I explained to her. I said, that's a man. That's a real man. You know what I mean? A real man is not going to stop going to the gym because of you. You know, he manages his time. He takes care of you and y'all situation. You know what I mean? He spends time with you, but he's still going to go to the gym. He's still going to take care of himself. He's still going to buy some fly clothes. even in the pandemic, this nigga still buying fly shit. He gonna get new cars. That's how.
That's what we're supposed to do. I know that's what I'm doing. Listen, I'm a good nigga,
Rona. You know what I mean? This nigga.
I'm a good nigga,
Rona. Are they still together?
That's what I thought.
She was right.
In a sexual capacity.
So they just had sex. Okay.
You know, but he still. No. But he still fuck with her. You know what I mean? He don't fuck with nobody else. She don't believe it, but I tell her because I know him. He was the first dude that I knew as a kid that he was always a one-woman man. And it took me years to understand where this nigga was at. You know, and he was younger than us. And you know what I mean? We was teenagers. I'm fucking with grown chicks. These niggas fuck with chicks in school. I had 4. My man had 12. You know what I mean? Boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? So it was like...
Yeah, I can't.
You know what I mean? This dude, my man.
I'm talking about
shit.
Us today. You fucking.
Okay, all right.
Ron, all right.
I'm sorry.
We don't really care if you had 15. Okay, Ron.
Hey. You ain't got to say it like that.
I got a question for the ladies on the panel based on what Ron described with his friend. Like, if you was dating a guy like that already, and you know he's fly and he's attractive. I think even when guys are not attractive, maybe their personality is more attractive than they look sometimes, they still going to attract chicks. I don't know. Certain chicks are just like little serpents just waiting to test them. And sometimes guys fall for it.
Okay. So the question you're posing is like, are you asking like, how will we handle that or...
Yeah, why would we even be bothered by it? It's like a person's going to do what a person wants to do anyway. You know what I mean? If a person wants to cheat, that's by choice. That's not, I just slipped on her stuff. You didn't. You wanted to.
To be
worked up and worried like that, I can't do that anymore. Those days are long gone, man.
I don't think people go out looking for it. I think sometimes it just happens. I'm not saying that there ain't no women or men out there that's actually looking, you know, they see somebody that they know is taken or whatever, and they like, yeah, I'm trying to, you know, get that anyway. But I think people don't, I don't think it's like purposely being done. Now,
I think
I'll
it's
say
a
for
choice.
Me,
I still say it's a choice.
I feel that it is too. It's a choice. Because once again, you have a choice of how you want things to go. You may be talking to that person here or there, whatever, but you have the choice of either taking it further or letting that person know that, listen, you know what, it's, you know, nice that we talk, but I have to shut it down a little bit, or I have to, you know, have that person has to have their own self-control. You understand? Mm-hmm. They have to control themselves in terms of what they're going to do, knowing that they have someone at home or whatever the case is, so they have to try to control themselves somewhat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's that person's choice, the person who has their mate. It's your choice.
Yeah, they already have a relationship. That's who they should be loyal to.
I think it should be like that, but, I mean, unfortunately, we live in a world where, you know, like I said, Lady T may not agree, but I'll say with this social media world now, like I said, with Facebook and Instagram and all these other things, it's very easy to get caught in that. It's very easy for people to sneak and do that, what these young people call the sneaky link. And
You gotta be mindful. There's nothing new under the sun. You know, it's just new people doing the old shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like,
yeah,
nah,
you can say, yeah, basically that's what it is.
I get caught up. It was a sister I was seeing real quick. She followed me on Instagram. And she went through who I follow and who follows me. You know what I mean? She got upset.
Yep.
She was like, why you follow all those girls and shit like that? You know, hoes. I said, I work with hoes. I work with him.
You know who I
rock. Some of
what?
She was like, she got on me. I was like, sometimes I keep going up and watching videos and looking, but I ain't reaching out to him. Like, hey, baby, ooh, I want to see you. You know what I mean? I'm like, I catch myself on that level, but as far as like chasing them and stuff like that, no. Nah. Even if I had money, you know what I mean? Like, no. Because I always like the regular, everyday woman. You know what I mean? That's the freak. You know what I mean? That's the, she's the, you know what I mean? The one, she don't wear those type of clothes. That's the one. She's the one that, she wants to do all that for a man behind closed doors. That's the turn on for me. And I try to always tell brothers that, man. I always try to tell, seek that type of woman, man. You know what I mean?
I always, well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm going to post. Oh, okay, I'm fine.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah, no, wait, you can ask him, go ahead.
No, you heard my question.
What happened? Who?
Miss Sherry.
I said, who you work with? Who do you work with?
No, I work for like strip clubs and stuff like that. Yo, so I know a lot of women. I work in the business for like 30 years.
No. My question is, you work with women? You said.
Well, basically, yeah.
Okay. I thought you used another word. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, the whole.
Got a little problem with that word,
oh,
Ron.
Oh Lord.
You have a problem? Are you a hoe? Do you strip? Do you sell your booty for money?
But,
all right, then you're not a hoe, so it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. It does not apply.
Right?
Don't defend women who can care less about the terminology that you use for yourself. Don't defend them.
Listen.
Because they'll be the first one.
She does that. What do you call men that do that?
Men? I call them homosexuals. What are you talking about?
Homosexual.
I said, she's a hoe. She's a hoe because she does that. What do you call men that do the same thing?
Men, I don't know men that do that.
Chippendale,
you know how hard
that's
it,
what I thought.
You know,
I thought
you know
so,
how,
man. That's my
you
point.
How,
that's my
you
point.
You know how hard it is? You know how hard it is to sell dick? It's hard to give it away. You know how hard it is to sell it? You see what
they
sister,
be selling
the
it.
Brother,
I heard they sell it. They sell it at the bachelor parties. You don't want to know what goes down with them
bachelorette
parties.
Let me tell you something.
I heard stories from females I didn't even know that shit happened.
I was at one of them parties and know what they be doing.
Because those dudes be hoes.
Yeah,
they sure do.
They be paper boys, Ron. You heard, Ron? They paper boys, you know. You know about the paper boys. You said it earlier.
Yeah. I worked at some of those events. And a lot of those guys are gay. A lot of those guys are gay. They're the down low cat. Yeah.
But which ones you talk about? You talk about the ones with the club or the ones where they be coming to the bachelor party.
The dancers. Them dudes, I ain't gonna mention their names, but Mr. So and So and So and So and Mr. Such and Such Anaconda and all that. Them cats. So them the same cats. Like when I worked at certain homo clubs, they were there. They were there and letting grown men touch on them for dollars. Yeah. Mm. God knows what else. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well, they gotta make their money somehow.
No. You know, and the dude,
so
what are they?
Gigolos? What are they? What's the time you would give them?
Ain't no gigolos. Because with black women,
so
black
they
not women listen. Black women getting
they
off the dick every day. They, you know what I mean? They now you with them African brothers doing with the white women. They gigolos. White women got to pay for it. Cause I ain't fucking no white woman for free.
Next subject.
You know, let me go on to something else.
No, you don't talk about it.
I'm gonna ask this question, okay. And this question, I mean, anybody can answer or whatever, but you know, let's ask this. Okay. Why do women step out of their relationships? Why do women step out of their relationships? We already know men do it, of course. But why do women step out the list? Like, what are some of the
emotionally or physically?
Why?
Which points?
Both.
It don't matter.
I'll say all across the board.
Okay.
From any perspective, like, why do you think that women step out their relationship? Like, what would be some of the reasons why?
I'm not happy.
Mm-hmm. I'm just
okay, you're not happy. Okay. And, okay, what do you mean? Okay, so can you put a little bit,
I never leave somebody for somebody else. I leave because I'm not happy. And then I may find somebody else. But I'm not going to stay in a relationship that I'm not happy with because it's a narrative or it's expected or something like that. So I think when you're with a person for a long time, you could either see that it's going to work, it's not going to work. And like I was saying, at my age, when we were younger, we would like hold on, right? You're dating somebody, maybe 5-6 years, y'all don't have it together. But as you get older, that time limit goes less. I'm like, if we can't get it working within like a year, year and a half, I got to move on because I'm not going to get happy. I already know that. It's either, I'm not saying you have to learn to build a relationship. There'll be ups and downs, but if there are more downs than there are ups, it just doesn't make any sense to continue to hang on. I believe because I'm not happy.
Okay. All right, Lady T.
Me, I never left a relationship with somebody else. It was pretty much ended. But what I would always notice is, like, I would take time out to heal and stuff, and then here comes another guy towards the end of the healing process. I would always notice that. So I'm like, me, I'm always like, I almost told the guy, like, you know, I do have a boyfriend when he asked me. But then I said, you know what? What if this could be the person? And I noticed I'd always get that person try after, but then it's like, no, it's really weird to say. I'm always checked out mentally when I'm over someone before physically. Mm-hmm. So I might still be with you, right? But for a little while, I mean, I'm checked out totally mentally. I'm checked out. And then it makes it easier for me to now break up with you, put it like that. So I've noticed that pattern with myself.
Okay. I'll say basically. Absolutely. Your heart and your mind. I say, you know, with that as well, like, you know, I feel like emotionally, if you're mentally checked out, then, you know, that may be some of the reasons why you may step out your relationship. Now, I've been in that position where, you know, I was in a relationship and I was mentally checked out. Now, I didn't actually go step out of the relationship, but it's just that once you get there, it's like it's easy to go in that direction. Because you're going to see somebody, you're going to go somewhere, you may meet somebody, or even if you know somebody already and say you and this person are, you know, friends or whatever, then you may start looking at that person another way because it's like, all right, with my relationship, I'm not getting that emotional support or whatever it is. But then with another person, it's just like, yo, like, he's listening to me. He's listening to what I say. He's being attentive. He da-da-da, whatever. So then, you know, it's like, all right, listen, I'm going to try and stay with you for a little bit, but you know what? If things is not working out, it's like, okay, once I'm mentally checked out, then the physical body is about to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I, you know, shut you down and be like, listen, it's not going to work.
Y'all killing me.
I think a little bit with me, it's more like I don't want to be with you physically if I don't even like you.
Exactly.
So
absolutely.
It's done before then. That'll be the sign. We won't be doing anything, and then I'll just looking
absolutely.
At you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, yeah. Once I can't even see myself even trying to even attempt to want to do anything once that mental is out. This is like, once that mental hit, it's just like, oh, no. You may have been attracted to me.
Because your black ass is mean. That's why. Your black ass is mean. Just like Miss Sherry. Her yellow ass is mean.
You damn yellow rice ass people.
Hey, man, look who steps through the door.
You know what I'm saying? It's a mean ass
crazy.
A bunch of mean ass. Y'all should start a group, like a mean ass women's club, because that's what y'all do.
Not at all.
This conversation read about this mentally checking out thing. Listen, you can mentally check out. They can mentally check out all they want. Wait, first of all, peace, everyone. As Ron said,
peace, my melanated
brothers and sisters. Listen, wait, except for Miss Cherry, because I don't know about her. Sometimes she be a little yellow for my taste.
Yeah,
anyway,
sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Meanest of the
yellow
pack.
Cherry,
yeah, the meanest.
Good thing you're here to help.
She's
Ron,
the yellowest cherry
the
I know. But,
yeah.
Y'all,
I ain't gonna say the yellowest cherry.
Listen, I understand you say y'all check out mentally, but yet some of y'all still do. Like, y'all still put in some work, what, just to keep the peace? Listen, with men, it ain't that complicated. It ain't that complicated. Either it's going to be peace kept or it ain't going to be no peace at all. Like, we ain't trying to really save face or do certain things to appease. I think when you guys do that, you're sending out the wrong type of message, especially in terms of your tolerance. Because we know you're really not tolerating. Because the thing is, it leads you to do other things that you normally just probably wouldn't do. So it's like, why hold on to it? Just be like, you know what? I'm tired of you. You make me sick. Get the hell out. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm leaving.
You're talking about the chick is checked out mentally, Brother B, but sexually she still wants to be with you. I can tell you what that's called. She's utilizing you as a placeholder till the next dude comes in to bone that down. And then you're totally out of there. It's called a placeholder, my guy. Get with the program.
You know what? Who that work out for? Because we can't get pregnant. Like, there's certain things that can't happen. Well, hold on. And y'all say y'all lose that emotional attachment. Listen, y'all say y'all lose that emotional attachment, but really, do y'all? Like, what happened if one night he just gets you real good and you like, oh, my gosh, I may have to reconsider. You know what I'm saying? Like, you play that game and it comes with risk.
They don't understand that. They don't understand the three fuck rule.
Yeah,
out of three fuck, you get that one that's good, you're in trouble.
Exactly. And listen,
in trouble.
That leads me to a question, and of course, mm-hmm. I'm gonna start off with one of my favorite people, Miss Cherry.
Oh,
so Miss Cherry, I would like to ask you. Now, you know, I don't have anything against the brother. I don't have nothing against the brother at all. But then again, I feel that he took the game and sold it, and it really just kind of made things bad. So, Steve Harvey, when he came with this book and these little movies, Think Like a Man But Act Like a Woman, do you think that did good, did some good, or did a lot of bad for women?
So I didn't read the book, so I probably am not the person you should be asking.
That's not what I'm asking. You didn't have to read. You didn't have to read the book to see the effect or see the change.
Did you see the movie?
So stop playing around.
I don't remember seeing the movie. If I turned it on, I didn't see it all the way through.
You saw it. You just didn't remember.
No, you probably didn't.
Okay.
Let me answer that for you, Brother B. Then, because based on that movie.
I didn't
read the book, but the movie gives you the strategies and things like that, and I think that if you're so, how can I word it? If you're so inspired by what Steve Harvey has to say to you about, you know, how to do your relationship, and then when you look at his marriage and how his marriage started off, and quote unquote, how they say his wife was like pretty much a gold digger. You know what I mean? Why would I be taking advice from this guy? To me, that movie is a great movie. It's for entertainment. It's not the reality world. Those strategies that's being used, there's certain strategies on there that dudes and chicks would leave, exit out the relationship before those strategies were even into play. Nobody got time to play games. And that's something that I find to be a problem. You have people that's making money even on YouTube that's shooting games, but when you look at their household, this shit is together. You understand what I'm saying? But they want to give you games. Things don't work like that. I need to experience my own stuff. Don't tell me, you know, I need to follow rule this and rule this, because before I get to the rule of, oh, let me wait a week for him to if he texts me and call me, I'm going to be playing this game with him. This guy's going to look at me like, yo, this chick is a manipulator. He's like manipulating the situation. I really like her. You get what I'm saying? And I'm here playing these games. Mm-hmm. Who got time for that? By day seven, dude is going to be tired.
Mm-hmm. Anybody who feel is in that frame of mind of where the game should be sold and not told, then there's an issue, because that means they're willing to mislead. They're willing to throw out whatever bullshit information just to make the dollar. And I have a serious problem with that. Once again, there's nothing against the man and how he make his money and all this and that, but then again, you don't go out there and put out bad shit. Like, you can't sit there and talk about, you know, you're the guru, but look at your failed marriages and look at your failed situation.
Steve Harvey made money off that. You know what I mean? And it's
money, but how many people got twisted off of that?
And a lot of people follow those stupid strategies. A lot of people did.
He took advantage. He took advantage of the climate, that was coming. And it was just like, because you got some women out here that think they're men. You know what I mean? And it's just like that. Yeah, that's not gonna work. I tell.
Nobody read the book, and how does anybody know if the book is accurate or not?
You know, Steve Harvey. That's not gonna work
because it's coming from Steve Harvey. So you know, people just think he speaks the gospel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but okay. But if, again, it doesn't matter if it's Steve Harvey or it's Jesus Christ or it's the Pope. It doesn't matter who it is. It depends upon who's reading the book. How does anybody know if they have any sense of discernment and know how to use critical thinking, whether or not any book that they read is a worthwhile book?
And now, see, that's the key thing, sir, critical thinking. Mm. How many people are really out there critically thinking?
No.
They let the media think for themselves. I have a question. Is it like a handbook or is it like a rule book where you're supposed to flip through it and find answers? Or?
Say that again?
No.
You had an echo for a hot second.
Okay, so I was saying the book that he wrote, is it like a handbook or a reference book on how to handle certain things? Is that what I'm hearing?
It's like a coaching book. He's just coaching you through what he thinks what your relationship should be.
So
you should check out the movie, too.
So if you had a question, you would just kind of necessarily go to that section and try to, like, read his rules on that section on how to deal with your relationship, right? Or is it he's trying to tell you how to play a game on somebody to get possibly the person you want.
He's trying to tell you how to play game and how to combat against it as far as with the males, how females need to combat against it. And it's not accurate. I'm sorry. It's really not.
It's not accurate, but to the person, the insecure mind, to the person, like the gentleman said, who's not critically thinking, to the person who's not trying to make common sense, they're going to take it and they're going to misconstrue the words. And they're going to, you know, they're going to formulate their own little BS game, which either is going to get them jammed up or, you know, is going to put somebody else in the heartbreak situation. That's probably going to wind up kicking their ass somewhere along the line. That's why we have to be careful with the information that we put out there or stuff we claim to know. Like, if your shit is not clean, you don't need to turn around and be telling somebody else how to do their laundry and your shit ain't clean itself.
What kind of bad advice?
Right, exactly. I just have a question. Do we use in relationships and courting nowadays, if you're courting, do we even use discernment anymore? Like, I don't know. Do we even use that when trying to get with someone? Do we use that?
No.
Why should I use that, Lady T? If you got a sexy body and you know what I'm saying, cute face, you got something going on, why do I need to use discernment?
You know
I just
why?
Get in
exactly.
Drawers and
check
then
it
I'll
out.
Know you
I
later.
Could have this. Yeah, I could have this sexy body, and I'll be a stalker stalking your ass after this. You understand what I'm saying?
Me.
But that don't matter.
I'll go get Baby D. I'll go get Baby D.
We're going to have some fun. Stalk me?
Did you see what Ron just said?
I'll be out there bashing your father
God
over
complain.
Come on, get over
God's
here right
complain.
Now.
Come on, man.
God's complaining about, oh, she crazy, this, that, and other. But some dudes like that type thing.
They like the crazy. Y'all like, y'all guys
yeah,
like the crazy.
Like that type of shit. Nice
y'all
know,
should
know,
mess
I know,
out.
I know, too. I know, crazy, this,
that,
and the other.
I know
that. Even though they say they don't like it, but they end up liking it. They do like it because
if you want to move in, baby? I
know
how to do all that.
That means you like that type of stuff. Like, why would you want that type of drama? If you got somebody that's not like that, why would you want that type of drama? Why are you trying to make that person
men
feel
don't
like
want
that?
That kind
that's because you like
them. Men don't want
me?
That kind of
stuff.
Thank you, sir. The key word is men.
Yeah.
Men
don't
want to get the drama
out of
boys. Well, that's right, because one of your co-hosts was saying that men like to be stalked. Men don't like to be stalked, only up to a certain point. Yeah, if you want to come to bed with me, but after a while, if you continue to want to come to bed, and if you don't know how to say no, then you become a stalker. Then it becomes fatal attraction. Men don't like that.
Yeah, you are, but listen, it seems like some of these dudes like it.
Let me tell you how I got rid of my stalker. She started stalking me because I stayed away from her. So I'll say, so I reverse psychology. Come on, let's go. You want to go here? Let's go. You want to go to the trip? Come on, let's go. You want to move it? Let's move in. You want to move in together? Let's move in together. And then she stopped stalking me. We pushed her away.
Did she stop stalking you after she moved in with you?
Oh, no, she didn't move in. She was afraid to move in. You know what I mean? She was afraid.
After she moved in, she said, no, we done.
No. When I gave her what she wanted, she didn't, you know what I mean? When I went to her, she liked to chase. You know what I mean? And it's just like, no, I gave you what you want. I said, okay, you good now. All right. You know what I mean? You good. You know what I mean? When she couldn't chase me no more, then she felt the same way. So she didn't chase me.
But in the beginning, what didn't you find that flattery that she seemed to be so into you, she wanted to be around you all
no,
the time?
No.
I'm saying
here's the thing. In the beginning, I was chasing her. You know what I mean? And then when I got the pussy and we put it on each other, we put it on each other.
You always got to add that somewhere in this conversation. Oh, my God.
Because a lot of times, that's why they stalk you. That's why they stalk you. And then, like, after I broke it off with her, then she started chasing me.
Of course,
I'm like, I'm pushing her away, and I'm like, yeah.
Of course, that would be the reason.
But, okay, so then why do... Wait a minute. Pause. Let me ask you a question. Then why the hell do y'all do that now? What do you do that for?
Do what?
You pursued her because you wanted what you wanted. Now you want to make it seem like, let me tell you something. You're telling a story because you know what?
That sounds bullshit to me.
Because that sounds bullshit. Because like I said, if you came after the person, now you want to try to turn it around and make it seem like, now she's falling madly in love. So now she
No,
you pursued her already.
I pursued her. We was in a relationship. She started bugging out in the relationship, and I was like, fuck that. And then I ended the relationship, and then she started stalking me after the relationship.
See, that's what Ron's saying.
But you still entertain her. That goes back to when Brother B came on with the mentally checked out. We out already. We mentally checked out. Why are you tapping in? Y'all do the same thing.
No.
When I left her relationship, I left her. But then you tried to get her back. You entertained her nonsense again. But why? That's your point. And I pushed her away.
First of all, one thing I have to say is I think that's a crock of shit. Not what Ron is saying. You know, I gotta go back. The whole checking out thing. How you gonna sleep with somebody and you mentally checked out?
You're mentally checked out. We didn't say we're emotionally checked out. I said mentally checked out.
There's a lot of men.
Sorry.
There's a lot of men who, when they check out, they done.
Y'all are full of crap because y'all use chicks as placeholders until y'all get that next one. She's in, and then you go. That's my point. So stop. Y'all know for that.
Wait a minute. To the two other men that are up here, I think they probably would agree that once we're like done, because this. I mean, I'm sorry. If I had to say it, I just got to say it. There's a lot of women out here. So we don't really need placeholders. You guys outnumber us.
That's right.
We don't really need placeholders. There's always going to be somebody that's down to do something.
Here we go with this stuff. I hate that term. I'm trained with that. Okay.
Y'all always got the rotation.
Come on. Hold on. To the other gentleman that's up here. What's your name, sir? I'm sorry.
My name is Joe.
Okay, Joe. How you doing, Joe?
Okay.
What do you think about what I just said?
About men don't need to pursue?
We don't need placeholders. We're outnumbered by women.
It all depends upon the man. The thing is, I don't think anybody should be playing games. Now, I don't think any man or any woman should lie or even insinuate to their prospective partner what they're going to do with them. In other words, don't tell a woman, oh, you're so beautiful, you're lovely, and I like you so much, and I think maybe we could make something out of it. All you want is just to get laid. You know, that's lying. Be straight up, and if you can't get laid, then you can't get laid. But those women with whom you do get laid, they have nothing to complain about because you didn't lie to them. You practically told them, I am here to make love to you or to fuck you or to have sex with you, and anything that happens after that happens, including breaking up. Then a woman has no right to complain. But if a man starts trying to be a gigolo, just like the woman is trying to put forth her best foot and trying to make herself look like a princess when she's not, or trying to make the guy feel that he's special when he's not special to her, they're both playing games. And I don't think men or women should do that to each other because in the end, you're just hurting each other because you're coming together, you're breaking up, and you're coming together with somebody else, and you're breaking up with them. What does it matter? What good is it?
Waste of time and energy.
Yeah.
And it's like the older you are, it's like these older women still playing the young girl game. You know what I mean? Either you run into, and they got that mentality.
Some of them are.
You 50, you 55, you 50, you 49, you 40, thinking you 25 year old. No, man. It's like, it's different. It's just like some men out here. You know, I'm 40, 50 years old and still think I'm 25, but my body tells me different. You know what I mean? But, no, don't play them games. You know what I mean? You want somebody to be there for you and be there with you. That's different. There is no courtship. The courtship stops after 45. There is no courtship.
Really?
All that shit after
45. Well, you said courtship should stop after 45.
Yes, it should.
Why?
Yes, it should. Because courtship... Because courtship leads to marriage. If you're not getting married, if you don't want to get married, you're looking for a companion. So you're looking. So you approach things different. There's no need for.
Okay, say
you
just say that because you just said that's why I'm like
I just,
okay.
I just
now
said
you
it.
Say that.
I just said it. I just said
okay,
it.
You just said it, but you had to clarify that a little bit for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell you at this point, I don't want to be married.
Emotion.
No, but you still don't mind the courtship. But I agree with
him.
If you're over, you're over 45,
the courtship is fine. I mean, the whatever it is, whatever you call companionship, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but the dating
well,
ritual is different
married.
When you're younger as opposed to when you're older. When I was younger, you know, I wanted to try to impress. I wanted to do, put my best foot forward. I even like.
You always got to impress. It don't stop. You always got to impress her.
Yeah,
that
but you
don't
have to put in a, you don't have to exert a lot of energy. Because I'm over 50, and I'm not exerting a lot of energy to try
no,
to
no, 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 brother, no. You always, just like she got
I said, I'm not
going
to try to exert a lot of energy to do it. I'm not going to do it in the same way and to the same degree that when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I kind of get that.
Because when I was younger, I liked dates that had three components to it. I liked to go dancing, to a movie, and eat. I'm not going to get that out of me nowadays. If you're lucky, you might be able to be invited to the park with me. But I got to talk to you on the phone and find out your mindset and your philosophy.
Well, right.
Bro, you got to have that energy, man. You got to get that energy.
Right.
In terms of marriage,
I don't want because like I said, I'm not looking like I said, if it happens it happens. I'll just say it like that. If it happens but I'm not looking for it. I don't really because it's like I'm set in certain ways now. I have my children are grown. I'm not looking to have a kid and do this and you know, the house and you know, I'm not looking for all of that. I'm not looking for none of those things. I'm content with what I had. Like I said, if it happens, it happens once again. I'll say, as Ron said, and I think that's how I'm thinking, just companionship. Certain things I just don't have patience for right now. And once again, I want somebody sometimes. So I'll say I'm weird like that. I want the attention, but then I don't want too much. It's like I don't mind getting the attention, but then when it's too much, it's like you got to back up because you're going to get on my nerves and I'm going to punch you in the face. That's how I am.
You punch me in the face, I'm going to punch you in the face. You're going to punch me in the face.
Yeah, but you ain't doing nothing.
I agree with what you were saying. I think that there's a misconception that after women get over 45, I'll use that number, that we all want to get married and we're desperate and we're going to take whatever. But I think that once you're of a certain age and you've already achieved certain things and you have your own, I feel just the opposite. I feel no need to rush. I feel no need to accept. I feel like I could take my time and find what I want because I don't have that pressure anymore. And I think it makes
you on the prowl. You think your coochie special?
He's on the prowl.
That's right. You think you're on the prowl. You think your coochie
right.
special?
You're right.
Your coochie no special. Your coochie no special.
No, coochie special. He's a prowl. He's on the prowl.
No coochie special.
I'm not on the prowl. I can relax and enjoy. I don't feel any type of pressure because I already have what a lot of people are trying to get when they're younger. I've already achieved. I can take it
right.
easy, and even though I'm not married, I'm also not desperate. You know, for us, and you women know, after a certain age, you get pressure from your family. When you're in your 20s or 30s, when you're going to get married, when you're going to have grandkids. I already have my son. I'm not going to have any more. I don't have that pressure. I own my house. I have a job.
Right.
I pay my rent. So to find a companion is nice. But I'm not desperate to find a husband, and it's different.
Yay!
You would have to work. You'd have to work real hard.
Clap for JC.
I wouldn't
hard
call it
what?
Desperation,
work
but I do think
what?
If a woman is older, she probably wants companionship more than she did when she was younger, because when she was younger, she felt that she was the queen of the ball, and every guy was just like a bust.
The pussy no special.
So when you get over 45, I think that women realize that they're getting older, that the men are not as attracted to them as they used to be, and they realize that. When you're 25, you feel you have the world at your feet. So there's a difference.
Yeah, but even then, pussy wasn't special. Pussy no special.
No, I'm sure that's right, because women always feel, to a certain degree, it's correct, that men all men want is just getting laid. No, we don't want just to get laid. We'll settle for it, but we don't want just to get laid. We would love to have women who are understanding and accepting us of us as we are, and who can become good emotional support. But
I was gonna say, when you mature, and you get that certain age,
But the thing is,
okay,
wrong.
What are you talking about?
This is why it's the thing of where men are dogs.
I'm just saying, no sucker. I ain't no sucker. That's all.
So you have to be a sucker. You have to be. I'm sorry. I just need to understand. You have to be a sucker to want more than just sex in a relationship as a male.
Oh no, I'm not talking. I stay in a certain frame of mind because there's younger women. There's younger women that I come across. You know, and they feel that they can run games, and I try to tell them, you know, I'm in that frame of mind. I'm like, no, it's not happening, beloved. So, you know, I don't get in this for school. You know what I mean? You know, I'm on the battlefield. I'm out here. You understand what I'm saying? I do understand a certain part, a certain aspect of living and being with a woman on another level. But while you're on the battlefield, you know what I mean? Hey, you know what I mean? I still gotta have my guns ready, my mind sharp. You know what I mean?
I think we're listening to Joe, and he sounds like a mature man.
I am.
So
I'm over 50.
I was gonna say with the lessons that he's learned, he's like almost at a different level. He's able to tell us what might be the next step when you're a mature man, what you're looking for. You might be that age, but your mentality is still that of someone much younger.
From the men here, I think they're about the same way. I think anybody here is over 45, 40, 45. I think the mindset is about the same as mine. When we were younger, we wanted to put, the stripes on our belt and just get it as often as we could. But then after you're 45 or so, pussy's nice, but you want something else. Yeah. You don't
want
to put in a hell of a lot of
you want substance.
Get just that. You want a woman of substance.
And a lot of the ones we run across, some of them, they mind still messed up.
But I understand the women's viewpoint too. A lot of women believe as long as they're pretty and they keep getting the look when they're walking down the street, especially when they go to dances, they start to keep thinking that they're the queen of the ball. But I think they want companionship and a mature man even more when you're 40, 45 than you do when you're 25. I may be wrong, but I'm thinking that's what most women would want.
No, most of them.
Check it out.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, hold on. We've got less than 60 seconds left. And I know I jumped in late, but I was, listening. And I will say this. I expected a whole lot more rowdiness out of Ladies Night. And next time Ladies Night goes down, I expect Lady T, Big Red, and Miss Cherry to do a whole lot more of bashing than what you were doing tonight. Especially
they were pretty cool. They were cool.
That's my problem. It's that whole pretty coolness is not what Ladies Night should be about. So next time, you gotta do that. All right.
Are you kidding me?
With that being said, because we have 10 seconds left, Lady T, Mr. Joe, Ron, Miss Cherry, Big Red, it's been a pleasure. And the next Ladies Night, listen, you got to turn it up a notch, all right? All right, we got people on the other side of the pond. Big up to the UK for listening to us and, a few other places. Yo, you got to turn it up for these days, right? You got to turn it up. Thank you.
We're going to turn it up next time, ladies.
All right. Thank you.
Lord,
I appreciate
Lord.
It. All right.
All right. Later, guys.
Be safe out there.
Good night,
all.
Be safe, guys.
Later.
Take care.
Later.